morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Two in a row ain't bad. Yesterday, stocks ended the second session in the week in the green for a second session in a row. The markets were propped up by corporate earnings. The Dow added 263 points, or nearly 0.7%. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2%, and the NASDAQ gained more than 1.5%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.38%. That's, you know, almost 0.4% this morning. That's a positive opening. You know, I mean, we're looking like we're going to have a positive opening, I should say. You know, what's pushing it higher? Earnings reports. Earnings reports, from last night and this morning, they're lifting stock prices. You know, there's still stuff going on in the economic calendar. Like today, everyone's attention is going to be in the durable goods report, which is due out, an hour before the market opens. You know, tomorrow there's a key one. There's the GDP number tomorrow. On Friday, of course, we get the PCE release, which is the inflation report, which, you know, I kind of think that, we've seen, you know, inflation, you know, push higher with, what's going on in Israel and oil prices. So it, you know, could continue to show a little bit of inflation. But after this, the PCE should really start to drop. And, you know, we'll see some Fed activity noise next week on inflation when they put out their statement from the after Wednesday's FOMC meeting. Let's talk about it. Tesla. Tesla's automaker, you know, they rolled out that new low-priced EV unit. They're going to speed up deliveries. They're talking up the cyber cab. You know, it was good. It was interesting listening. IBM, you know, it's on focus today. They appear to be taking over, doing some, M&A activity, and their earnings reports are coming out. That's a good one to see. The Senate passed that foreign aid bill, and they did it with Republican support, and President Biden is expected to sign it today. So, you know, that's all good. Let's take a look at Europe. You know, Europe, we're looking at the DAX. It's up 50 points or 0.27%. The key thing with the DAX is, the business confidence index climbed to 89.4 in April. You know, estimates were 88.9. So that's a nice little uptick. We're looking at the FTSE. The FTSE's up 43 points or 0.54%. Listen, they're really hitting a record high on that FTSE. The CAC is up 32 points or 0.4%. Then we're, looking last night in Asia, and Asia was all green. Asia saw some nice moves. We're looking at the Nikkei. It moved 907 points higher. That's 2.42%. But they do have a Bank of Japan meeting coming up this week. I think it's tonight. I got to check on that. Then you're looking at Hong Kong. Hong Kong also showed strong gains. It was up 372 points. That's 2.21%. You know, hey, these Chinese tech stocks, they're cheap. They seem to have bottomed out. And, you know, they're showing some strong gains again this morning. So you got to keep an eye on them. China, you know, came through with a gain of 0.76%. That's up 22 points. They were supported by semiconductors and software stocks. China's new capital guidelines for capital markets, could lead to, significant upside of ratings. And then, you could see some, new ratings coming out according to Goldman, and they're kind of relooking at it, because I'm telling you, in January, they were throwing the towel in, on China. But now things seem to have turned a little bit. So interesting. Let's keep an eye on oil. Oil is interesting because oil's trading lower this morning. You know, you got WTI at $83.13 a barrel. That's down 0.28%. You get Brent's at $88.30 a barrel. That's down 0.16%. I mean, listen, last night we had the API, which are estimates. You know, they call around and they say, hey, how much oil do you have? It showed that there was a drop in stockpiles, according to the API data. Now, that's normally bullish for oil prices, but I'm seeing weakness this morning. Later today, we get the official data from the EIA. That's going to be the key report. Now, the Iranian sanction bill passed, the Senate. So they all we're going to, do sanctions on Iran. It's just talk. I mean, the fact of the matter is it has to be enforced. So this is an election year, and the White House knows that they need to keep oil prices low if they have a chance of winning the election. So there's the likelihood of them enforcing this is really small. Then you look at the geopolitical tensions, which did raise yesterday because of, you know, there was a missile strike that happened inside of Israel. They shot him down, but there was an occurrence there yesterday. But you know, the tensions seem to be dwindling. I don't think much is going to happen today or tomorrow. So, you know, because of that, I think we're seeing oil trade flat to lower today. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, no shortage of things to be watching this morning. And you did mention a number of economic reports, some to look out for, you know, coming tomorrow and Friday, some to look for today. We're going to get to the economic reports in just a second. But before we get there, earnings really taking the spotlight lately. So give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings action.
Let's talk about what happened last night. We have Texas Instruments, that's ticker TXN, Tom, X-Ray, Nancy. These guys delivered a nice beat. You look at the stock and it's trading higher this morning. It's up, 6.81%. We're talking Visa, ticker V. They also delivered a strong earnings report. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 2.30%. Tesla, Tesla missed by 6 cents and they did it on lower revenue. You look at Tesla though this morning, it's up 11.69%. I mean, it's what they said in the report, good things to come. So, you know, they were able to turn the Dodge. And I was kind of, and I did mention this, like, I don't know how, you know, at 140, I don't think it can go much lower than this. And sure enough, you know, they talked it up and boom, stock's trading higher, you know, by 11.7% this morning. What else? We have VRT, Victor Richard Tom. This is Vertiv Holdings. These guys beat by 7 cents and they did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 17.30% this morning. Upcoming this afternoon, we have Meta Platforms, ticker META. Their EPS is $4.32. Expected move is 9.17%. We also have IBM, ticker IBM, International Business Machines. EPS is at $1.59. Expected move is 5.92%. Got to be careful here because IBM is doing this merger with another company that could lower the stock price. But IBM this morning is trading higher by 1%. We're talking BioMarin Pharma, that's ticker BMRN. Boy, Michael, Richard, Nancy. Their EPS is 60 cents and their expected move is 8.24% when they release. So we got some good earnings coming up, Emily.
Speaking of good earnings, I will point out that Vertiv Holdings was your pick of the day yesterday, up more than 7% after that earnings release. We will do a check-in with you on that pick by the end of the show, so stick with us till the end. Now we're going to get to those economic reports, a couple of to be watching today ahead of some big ones later this week. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of economic events?
You know, listen, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we got the durable goods orders coming out. I'm not really expecting much there. I mean, you know, it should be expectations for the street is for a plus 2.6% reading. Okay. You know, that's good. We also have the EIA oil stockpiles reports coming out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. That's 1 hour after your opening bell. That's going to be a key one to watch because, you know, if it shows that there's a draw in stockpiles, we could see oil turn higher today. So it's one to keep an eye on. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports, Emily.
Bill, by the time we get to this part in the show, I think, well, this certainly is plenty to be watching this morning. All of those earnings, the economic events, and all that you mentioned in your opening, but you're still keeping track of additional information. How are you doing this? You're using your newsware. You're breaking it down into alerts. This way you can categorize news and information to gather a host of things very quickly, digest them, and use them for the trading day. You're looking at things like merger news, guidance news, buyback news. You look at stocks grouped together like your FANG stocks and your Dow 30 stocks. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check. I'm showing my Dow stocks. I'm showing, 13 higher, 12 lower, the rest unchanged. That kind of concerns me a little bit. We've had a couple of up days and we do have some positive numbers coming out on Visa, which is up 2.3% this morning. Intel's up 1%. Okay. Boeing's up 3%, 3.3%. These could turn. You know, we got to be a little cautious here. We're looking at our FANG stocks. We're showing some weakness in Apple. We're showing some weakness in Google and Netflix this morning. But everything else is trading higher. So, you know, that's a good start to the morning. Morning. Let's talk about some of the news behind it, like Apple. Apple down 0.2%. Apple has cut its 2024 Vision Pro shipments to 400,000 to 450,000 units. Now, remember, the market consensus was 700,000 units. That's a big drop off. I mean, they Meta's platforms, their headset is 500. Apple's 3,500. You know, it's about the software. You know, it's about the software. And Meta's software is pretty darn good that they have in that headset. So I don't think Apple's going to be able to really count this product as a real breakthrough when Meta's beaten them to the punch there. Let's talk Amazon. Amazon's planning to appeal this, a fine by Italy's regulators. It was only $10 million, but Amazon's appealing it anyways. Google, ticker GOOG, we're seeing the stock trading down a little bit this morning, down 0.2%. They're going to miss their year-end target for changing the way they advertise is delivered, you know, because they do it through the Google Chrome browser. They just don't have enough time to get it working correctly, they said. And, you know, let's talk Tesla. Tesla really dodged a bullet by speeding up, by talking about the speed up of the rollout of new EV models and talking up the Cybercab. It really helped the stock, not fall over on that earnings miss. Dow Jones 30 stocks, Microsoft, UK regulators seeks, views on Microsoft and Amazon's AI partnerships. Boeing, ticker BA. Korean Air is in talks to buy at least 10 Boeing 777 X jets. Now they just signed a deal with Airjet, and now they're talking about a deal with Boeing. That's kind of unusual. You look at the shares of Boeing, you know, they're trading higher this morning. They also had came out with their earnings report, I believe, this morning, just recently. I'll get to that in a minute. Talking merger news, Cleveland Cliffs. Well, let's talk first. It's on U.S. Steel, ex-U.S. Steel. Cleveland Cliffs CEO said that Nippon Steel deal to buy U.S. Steel will fail. You know, obviously he has an axe to grind, so I'm not paying too much attention to it. But Biden did say that, you know, he's against this deal. So you got the weight of the U.S. government saying, no, we don't like this deal. You got one of the CEOs saying, no, we don't think this deal is going to happen. I got some real reservations on whether, you know, Nippon's going to be able to close this deal on U.S. Steel now. IBM is said to be close in a deal to buy HashiCorp, ticker HCP, Henry Charlie Paul. Could be announced when they release their earnings this afternoon. I like IBM. IBM has a lot going for it, but when they're doing a buyout, that typically pulls cash away from the stock. So, you know, all bets are off in terms of the earnings release because of this possible buyout news that's in the tape, Emily. We're talking guidance news. Visa sees Q3 EPS growth in the high ends to low double digits. A consensus estimate is $2.31. Texas Instruments, that's ticker TXN, Tom X-Ray Nancy. They see Q2 EPS $1.05 to $1.25. Street estimates in line. It's at $1.16, so that's nice. Humana, ticker HUM. You know, Humana released earnings this morning. You know, the fact is their earnings weren't bad. The stock is trading higher. It's up 2.9% this morning. But, you know, they backed their full year 2024 adjusted EPS view of approximately $16. Now, the street estimate is $16.36. So that's actually a pretty good report. So, I'm okay with that guidance. Let's talk buyback news. Synchrony, ticker SYF, Sam, Yellow, Frank. These guys just announced a buyout. These guys announced a buyback of 1 billion shares. So, you know, $1 billion worth of the shares. Synchrony Financial is going to be buying. And Virtu Financial, ticker VIRT, Victor, India, Richard, Tom. Their board authorized an additional 500 million share repurchasing plan. So that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going to go with Meta Platforms. I mean, they're releasing after the bell. EPS is $4.32. Expected move is 8.46%. You know, call volume yesterday, 114,051 call contracts versus 75,997. That's That's tilted to the call side. Then you look at the open interest, 1,301,004 contracts versus 968,358 put contracts. Again, that's positive. So I do like it. Major brokers are raising price targets on the stock. I like to see that. But honestly, I don't want to pay up for the stock. So there's no trade here for me if I don't get in. And if I don't get in under 504, I, you know, 503, I'll pay. But you know, so I'll say a price target of 503.50, I guess, cut that in half. If it hits there, yeah, then I'm willing to take the risk. But with the stock already up 2.6%, I needed to weaken. I needed to pull back a little bit before taking a position. But if that happens, I will take it during the day because I think it will run, you know, hot towards the end of the day. But that's my pick of the day. Meta Platform, ticker META, Michael Edward, Tom Apple, and
Meta, it's today putting together those data points, something that you did yesterday, and coming up, as I promised, we'll do a recap on that pick of the day, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, let's just take a look at some recent, okay, what's come out recently? AT&T expects to deliver EPS growth in 2025. Okay, yeah, the street estimate is $2.16. Boeing reports a loss of $1.13. Now, that's versus the consensus of $1.65, so that's actually a beat. And it was done on higher revenue, so that's positive. Cooper Companies delivered a strong beat. They came in at $2.73. Street estimate was $2.09, and that was done on higher revenue, ticker COOP, Charlie Oscar Paul. AT&T, oh, yeah, okay. Halliburton, ticker HAL. Halliburton gets deep water construction contract by exploration firm Rhino. Travelzoo sees Q2 revenue up year over year. General Dynamics, ticker GD, they report a backlog of $93.7 billion, up 4.4%. That's positive. Ticker DAWN, Dawn, day one confirms FDA accelerated approval of its drug. Okay, what else do we see? Boeing and Spirit Aerosystems. Spirit said Boeing would advance it payments of $425 million and help it address issues like higher levels of inventory and lower cash flows after the U.S. aviation regulator capped the plane maker 737 MAX production. And they need to do that. The FAA said it's investigating a union claim that Boeing retaliated against two employees who, in 2022, insisted the plane maker reevaluate prior engineering work on the 777 and 787 jets. Uber's out there defending a new ballot initiative to cap contingency fees in all civil litigations in Nevada at 20%. The bill's being sponsored by Uber, so we'll see. Boeing burned through $4 billion in cash and scales back 737 production. Marsh McLennan MMC, they're buying Fisher Brown Botwell Insurance, Inc. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on this Wednesday, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. We pointed it out early in the show, was Vertiv Holdings. You did give us a look at the company during your earnings rundown, that beat on higher revenue. This morning, they've reported an EPS of 43 cents. That was ahead of the expected 36 cents. They reported revenue of $1.64 billion, and that was ahead of analyst expectations of $1.62 billion. This morning, investors are loving it. Bill, you gave us a little hint earlier in the show, but how did your call work out?
Fabulous. Just fabulous. Listen, I said under 77. I want to get in under 77. Guess what? The stock opened up at $76.87. You know, 13 cents lower than my entry price. So yeah, it was a nice opening. And then within 1 hour, it already hit the 1% because it was already at $79.30. But you know, if you kept watching it, you'll notice, you know, that in the aftermarket, it was trading $81.80. I mean, that 81.80 was on the bid. So yeah, this is good. And then you look at it this morning after the earnings announcement, stock's trading $92. That's a 19.6% move. It actually hit a high in 95.95. So VRT, Vertiv Holdings was a great clear winner. Very, very happy with it. Very happy with it, Emily.
Big winner all around there, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Meta pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.